Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're tuning in to Blog Talk Radio on a wet, cold afternoon here on the East Coast on October the 2nd, 2015. We are Answers for the Paranormal. My name is Bill Posey. I'm the host for this online quick flash broadcast. And with me is over in his office at Wawa is my co-host Joe Marotti. What's going on, Joe?
There's a lot going on, Bill. Yeah, well, this is really quick, and I feel a bit ill-prepared, but, I think both of us agree that it was necessary for us to just do this quickly and then produce a more full show the next time that we get together. But now we have some stuff to talk about that is going on in Oregon with this most recent MCE. So let's start getting to some of the details.
Yeah, let's do that, Joe. And, as I texted you yesterday afternoon, here we go again. As, MSN reported that there was a live shooter incident at the Umpqua Community College in Roseburg, Oregon. And
right.
you and I were just following along on CNN as things were unfolding and getting right to the comments, Joe, going back and forth with each other. So you take it away, brother. Start with what you have there on the sheriff and some other things.
Well, Bill, right off the top of my head, the thing that disturbed me last night and today, we're now over 24 hours since the alleged incident took place. No one has asked of any official at any presser, nor has any news commentator brought up, where is the security/surveillance video footage that was that should have been in place at this college campus? This is a college. Are they trying to tell me that there were no cameras for security? No one, and what is just as disturbing is that no one's asking about it. I mean, because I'm looking at the campus, the CNN still photos that they show over and over and over again of this campus that, looks like nothing's really going on. It doesn't look like a mass casualty event has taken place. People are strolling around, they're walking around, they're milling around. I don't see any, but I did see two stretchers come out today. But, what does that say?
Yeah.
I didn't see any ambulances. I didn't see any sense of urgency from law enforcement. The other thing that disturbed me was in regard to these photographs that were taken by these photographers that show students being searched, their possessions being searched, their bodies being searched, that told me that at that point that this was still an ongoing incident, that the scene was not secure, and yet they are going to, just like Sandy Hook, they're going to allow these photographers to roam around and take photographs when they don't know if there's another shooter. Why else would they be searching everyone's person? How can they be sure that there isn't another shooter somewhere?
And the thing is, Joe, that there were some reports. Now, I watched a video last night of a student who called in to Fox News and was talking to Shepard Smith. And in the video and the audio, he says that there were two shooters and he was hiding in one of the classrooms. Now, This is the kind of stuff that happened with Sandy Hook as well. We had a lone shooter. We had two shooters. We had police chasing somebody. And now, you have the same thing happening again. Joe, these things are so orchestrated and so set up for, a particular reason that you have to start questioning these things right away.
And Obama said as much in his press conference last night when he said that these have become routine that his response has become routine, and that the reporting has become routine, and that the response to his response has become routine. Because this is a routine. That's why. Because none of this is really happening. This is so predictable. As I'm watching this, I could have been watching any other mass casualty coverage from reported coverage from CNN or MSNBC or any other news outlet. I could have been watching any of them. It could have been Charleston. It could have been Virginia. It could have been Sandy Hook. It could have been Boston. You know, because they all look and sound and smell and feel the same.
Yeah.
Because they haven't changed the way that they are orchestrating these events.
Right.
I mean, come on. I want to, Bill, I saw more smiles and I saw smirks from CNN reporters and from people being interviewed, students / witnesses. They would break into a smile or laughter, but I didn't see any sense of dread or anxiety. They, you know, the CNN people keep saying, they keep trying to convince me in watching Obama that he's angry, in watching these students being interviewed that they're distraught. I'm not saying it. I know what my eyes see. You know, Obama, they're trying to tell me that he's angry. Well, as he's reading from a script these recent mass casualty events, as he's referring to them, or, excuse me, if you're really angry about these alleged shootings, you should be able to rip them off the top of your head without having to refer to them.
Joe, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry, it sounded like you faded out.
Do you hear me now, Bill?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, I was just saying that the thing that strikes me more than anything is this all looks the same. You know, you have the fog of war statements being thrown out. Originally, there was 15 dead and 20 wounded. Then there was 12 dead and 10 wounded, and the numbers keep changing. As of this afternoon, are you hearing me, Bill?
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
As of this afternoon, according to an ATF agent, there were 13 weapons recovered. 6 were at the school. 7 were at the shooter's residence. 7 of the firearms were purchased by a shooter or a family member. Apparently, they were all purchased legally.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, not according to the ATF agent, but on MSNBC, when Brian Williams had Jim Kavanaugh on as a guest, he said that 2 things that struck me, what he said, was that this recent shooter, Mercer, is his last name. His first name is eluding me. Do you remember his full name?
Yeah, I have it here, Joe. It's keep come up with it. Go ahead.
Okay. This Mercer, according to Jim Kavanaugh, this shooter was obsessed with Sandy Hook and the Virginia on-air shooting. Now, we've heard that all before. Adam Lanza was supposedly obsessed with Columbine and with other mass shootings.
Yeah.
So the script is the same. And also, according to this Kavanaugh character, there were 3 handguns found, and one of them was an AR-15, the same one allegedly used by Adam Lanza.
Yeah.
Here's
The perpetrator, Joe, Chris Harper Mercer.
Chris Harper Mercer. Okay. Here's another thing that jumped out at me, Bill. Allegedly, an individual named Chris Mintz, I'm assuming that he was a student, is a student.
Yeah.
He allegedly jumped in front of the shooter and took 7 bullets, Bill. He survived. And as of 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is now 1:30, about 3 hours ago, there was a GoFundMe that at that time was up to $55,000.
Yeah.
To cover Chris Mintz's medical record. Now, someone in Memory Hole blog posted a picture of this guy, seven shots. The picture of him is, it looks like he's in a hospital bed. He's smiling. The picture is from, like, his midsection on up. So he's hit seven times. The shooter that killed all these people, this guy's going to jump in front of this shooter, and the shooter's going to shoot him where? From the waist down?
Right.
This guy's in the bed smiling. No wounds from the midsection up. Now, I'm sorry, but these things all are suspicious to me.
Yeah, they are, Joe. And, you know, just some of the things that I perceived as I was watching some of the coverage, you had pictures being shown of evacuation taking place. And it was very similar to what we saw at Sandy Hook, where you have, you know, the students coming out. They're all in a line. They have a blank stare on their faces.
Yeah.
You know, no grief, no fear, nothing at all. And as they're walking out, you know, they're looking around like no urgency. And we're supposed to believe that, you know, that this mass shooting just took place. And, you know, that this is the aftermath of it. It just doesn't add up. Another thing, there was a student who said that she heard 35 to 40 shots. Okay, 35 to 40. Now, you tell me how you are going to come up with that number when you're in the middle of a shootout taking place. What, you're sitting there counting them? It just doesn't make sense. Another thing, a student who was two classrooms away from where this supposedly took place, Joe, said that he heard no shots. No shots. So where's the gunfire that is taking place between the sheriff deputies and all and the perpetrator? Where's that?
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, where's the blood, Joe? Where is it?
Well, in relation to that, Bill, as I said earlier, the scene was not secure as I was seeing it, with people still being searched. How can they declare a scene secure so quickly after the event allegedly began? So they're allowing photographers around the campus to take these still pictures, and I guarantee you they're Getty images. Getty images I've seen in all of the mass casualty events as the photographers. They're allowing them to take these pictures on the outside. So why not let them inside? Why not let them inside to photograph what happened inside if they're going to allow pictures outside? Bill, but the whole thing is there's no evidence. If you go back and you look at the Columbine video footage, that was a real school shooting.
Yes.
If you look at the differences between that and all of the ones subsequent to that, that to me was used as a prototype for what whoever is orchestrating these events now to look back on. They use Columbine as a prototype to further along this multifaceted agenda. With every time a microphone is stuck in front of somebody, they use the common refrain that Obama started: common sense gun laws, common sense gun laws. I heard one of the Isla Vista fathers being interviewed. He mentioned we need common sense gun laws. And I can't find out who it was also saying that we need more common sense gun laws. So you see the same verbal repetitions over and over again. So here's the thing, Bill. If you've been paying attention, as we have and many others have, to with us, it started with Sandy Hook, and then you had Boston, and then you had Charleston, and then you had the Virginia shooting. There were other shootings, but we didn't really go into much detail with them, but you get an eye for what you're seeing and how it all looks the same and how the responses are all the same. They're trying to cover all the bases, though, because they're saying that the guns were purchased legally. Seven were by the shooter or family member, and yet there were 13 weapons recovered, six at the school and seven at the shooter's residence. So where did the other six come from if they were purchased by the shooter or the family member? So
yeah.
Someone else bought the weapons legally, but somehow they came into the possession of this alleged shooter. So they're covering all the bases. And the mental health angle. One
yes.
of the commentators said, it's good to talk about more gun laws, and we need them, but we have to look at the mental health angle. And then another one said, it's good to look at the mental health angle, but we also have to look at getting more gun laws in place. So they're covering all their bases, and they come up with these events, one every 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
Highly suspicious that one happens right after the Pope. Nothing happened last weekend.
Right.
So, you know.
Here's a couple more.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, Joe. Yeah,
no,
here's a couple more bases that they're covering. This angle about Christians is interesting to me. You know, what is behind this, Joe? Why single out a particular faith and use the shooter's faith? He's a Muslim. He's shooting Christians. What are they trying to gain out of this one now? So we have to watch that base being covered. And now here's another one too, Joe. They said that the attacker appeared to be mostly like a loner type, you know? So they're painting him as someone like Adam Lanza. So we've heard this before. They said that he was bullied. We heard that about Adam Lanza before.
Uh-huh.
They said about this guy that he was enamored with mass killings.
Right.
Where did we hear that before?
Yeah.
So, Joe, you know, as they're writing up these scripts, and that's what they really are. It's all scripted. As they're writing them up, they want to see how many of them that they can make similar to the other ones and put it out there so that people go, uh-huh, there's the profile. See, all these people are crazy, and that's what goes into the angle for the mental health, Joe.
You know, Bill, I think it all boils down to where does this end? What is the ultimate goal? Is it simply more gun laws? I don't believe. I think that that's sort of a smokescreen. My belief is that eventually it is going to be not more gun laws. It is going to be gun confiscation, making guns illegal. I think that's the ultimate goal.
Yeah, and we heard a comment.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and we heard a comment, something like that last night by someone saying, going door to door and knocking on doors. Now, you know, was there a cryptic message there?
Probably.
And that guy was a former Obama aide. You know, someone who was a someone who talked with him from time to time, who would advise him on different things.
Uh-huh.
You know, and now they're going to bring him on, some no name, and he's going to talk about going door to door. You know.
The thing is, analysts and every specialist and every former this and that under the sun that comes out from every rock, from underneath every rock when these events take place. Oh, and before I forget, Bill, this is something that I caught. I think it was last night. This sheriff, what is this sheriff's name? I believe his name is John Hanlon. When he was being interviewed by CNN's Aaron Burnett, first of all, he said tragedies are not supposed to happen here, you know, in beautiful Roseburg, Oregon. Where are they supposed to happen? I don't know. But anyway, he went on to say this event, and then he quickly recovered to say incident.
Wow.
I guarantee that was missed by most. He said this event incident. An event is different than an incident. An incident is something that actually occurs. An event infers something that has been orchestrated. He quickly corrected himself, Bill, and I caught that as soon as he said that. Here's another thing I caught. Heard on a 9/11 call. People all of a sudden are using, he's got a long gun. One of the 9/11 callers said he has a long gun.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they just say he has a rifle? Somehow
right.
It's been pressed into, if this is an actual call, pressed into the lexicon of American understanding, the long gun. But I think that this 9/11 call, I believe firmly that it was scripted and that the term long gun is often used.
Yeah. And, where did we hear long gun for the first time? It began with H. Wayne Carver after Sandy
That's right.
Hook. He was questioned in the news conference.
That's right.
One of the reporters asked him, "Well, can you tell us what weapon was used to kill all these children?" And he said, "I think it was the long gun." And I know ballistics more than most people. He's going on with this crazy rant of his.
Yeah,
and that was the first time we heard long gun.
That's right. And you just reminded me of another similarity between Sandy Hook and this Oregon event. I think the sheriff said that they have one coroner. It's a small community. They have one coroner, just like Newtown. And
yeah.
that they have – what I found interesting was that they said that they have protocols that they follow. I believe he was referring to Oregon state law. In reference to mass casualty incidents, they call them. I call them events. That there are protocols that need to be followed. That's why they are not releasing the names of the victims. Or this sheriff said, "I will not release the name of the perpetrator. I won't give him fame."
Right.
It just was very strange to me. Here's another thing, Bill. The former president of Community College said that within the last year, I found this fascinating, within the last year, there was discussion held as to whether security guards should be armed at that college.
Yeah.
And he said he decided after hearing all the testimony, no. And the CNN interviewer said, "Do you regret that?" He said, "No, I believe I made the right decision." You know why he said it? He said because in these instances where a shooter goes into the school, that the carnage takes place within the first 3 to 5 minutes. Now think about that.
Hmm.
He's going to determine that the carnage takes place within 3 to 5 minutes, so therefore, let's not arm our security guards. Well, my first thought was, suppose the security guard is where that guy starts shooting. And the security
right.
guard shoots and kills him and halves the amount of casualties. This is another thing, Bill, that is evidence to me that these are all false events. There's no discussion as to whether let's have armed security officers in schools. You want to do that? I'll pay for that. I'll see that as if these things were really happening, Bill, my tax money, I would be happy paying to cover security guards armed in school to make sure that my college student or my high school student or my elementary school student is safe. But the discussion doesn't even go there. Obama doesn't even address that. He goes right to the gun issue. Let's get
yeah.
rid of guns, make more laws, so make it harder to get guns. And I keep going back to, yo, easy. You make more laws. Criminals don't follow laws. Hello? People don't go to a CVS to buy heroin. They go down in the corner of 10th and Falcon in North Philadelphia. People, if they want to hook up with a hooker, they don't go to a store. They go to some brothel somewhere. So if you make guns illegal, people will, even if you confiscated all guns, somehow guns would find their way onto black markets. That's not the issue. So this is multifaceted, Bill. They want to get you on drugs at an early age. They want to start mental health screenings at an early age. Here's another thing. The question came up about this guy's manifesto. He didn't have a manifesto. CNN analyst said his online presence, his electronic fingerprint on social media was his manifesto.
Wow. And
his buddies in these chat rooms are speaking for him now, telling us all the things that he said. That is essentially his manifesto. So that tells me that the internet police are coming as well, that the internet as we know it is not going to look the same. At some point, there's going to be severe restrictions like China has on internet, or some form where it's not going to be familiar to us. So they're going to start watching people's, if they're not all doing it already, it'll just be in an official capacity, that changes are going to be made across the board at some point, Bill. They're being made in slow increments. People don't realize the gun laws were in Connecticut, in New York, in several other states right after Sandy Hook. And it's amazing to me that Obama stands up there and takes 10 seconds to say what happened, and then goes on for 10 minutes to talk about how we need to change more guns. We need to add more guns. The Congress is failing, that they're more afraid of the NRA than they are of public opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, no question, Joe. Well, we're coming to the end of our quick 30 minutes here. Joe and I just wanted to come on the air today and just begin to lay the groundwork for an episode that we're going to produce around this. Folks, this is big. This is really big. This time they are going for all the marbles, I believe. And, you know, we can ask the questions, are these staged events? And I believe we know the answer to that. But it's important that we start to pick apart, as we did with Sandy Hook and some of the others, start picking it apart, taking away the layers and layers, and getting down to the falsehoods and exposing these people for who they are. And that's what Joe and I intend to do. And so, you know, check back here on our website, www.answersfortheparanormal.org, for the time and the date that we will produce this next show around this shooting. And Joe, I know that you have page upon page of notes already, and we'll get together, brother, and start, you know, really looking into this more hardcore. And and you know, we're gonna come out with a broadcast that's going to be more coherent than we are this afternoon. But you know, we just wanted to get on the air and let people know that we're not going to let this one go by either, Joe. We're going to be on this one, and we're going to come up with all the information that's necessary to be able to expose these liars for who they are.
Let me end with this, Bill. The one difference that I did see in Obama, and to me it was telling, he said, our prayers are not enough anymore.
Yeah.
Think about that. That tells me that action is going to be taken. If people aren't watching now, they never will watch.
Right.
You better perk up, America, and start watching intently. And don't just believe what you see on the news. Look behind the scenes. Look, read between the lines. There's a lot more going on than what you see on CNN or MSNBC.
Yeah, that's for sure, Joe. Well, thanks for tuning in today to Answers for the Paranormal, and for listening to the groundwork that Joe and I are setting for our next episode on this Oregon Community College shooting. Have a great night, and we'll catch you next time. Good night, Joe.
Good night, Bill.